the records and registers, being able to look at all the issues. This is in the list of issues. The members of this committee are also invited to establish contact with the detainees themselves. So we provide them with total and free access, not only to the premises, but the people who are in these premises, be they detainees or the people working, the security forces working in these premises. The committee works closely with our Inspectorate General for Internal Affairs from the Ministry of Internal Affairs, which is the competent authority for monitoring and auditing and supervising the activities carried out by our security and law enforcement officials, ensuring that there will be no abuse of authority on the part of law enforcement officials. And the guarantee also that should these events occur, then there will be a proper establishment of the facts and identification of the facts, and this can be lead to criminal proceedings. So the CPT has open access, total access to all these documents and registers, and also under the Ministry of Internal Affairs, everything that has to do with these areas. Thank you.
Muito obrigado, Ricardo.
Thank you, Ricardo. Can we move on to question 5 on this notion of particularly vulnerable victim in forced disappearances? I'd like to invite Filipa to answer that question.